This is Louise Morgan reporting for Now News and Events. Concordia's Journalism and Communication Studies alumni chapter recently held its first ever speed networking event. Guest speaker and CTV News anchor Catherine Sheriffs, a Concordia journalism graduate herself, opened the evening with an inspiring talk on her remarkable career path and how she sees the future of journalism.
So it's an honor for me to be here with you tonight. I am, after all, as Aaron said, a Concordia J-School grad. I was with the department from 2004 to 2007, and I really, really do believe that this program helped prepare me for my career and helped me achieve a lot of my dreams. From the outstanding professors and the courses offered to the amazing facilities, the department gave me the tools and knowledge I needed to succeed. My education and a lot of hard work have brought me to where I am today. I was in my final semester at Concordia when I got my break. I'll just introduce myself a little bit to you guys. The one I always feared would never happen. I always thought that I would never succeed in this business. I was doing yet another internship, this one at CJ 8800, when the overnight newscaster quit. So it was a case of being in the right place at the right time, because they offered me the job. They were desperate. They needed someone. So I spent my last semester walking around like a zombie because I was working overnights and then sleeping for a few hours and then going to school. So I wondered, was it all worth it? And it was, because I spent 2 years doing the overnights, which is a long time to do overnights, before being promoted to a morning news anchor for Virgin Radio 96. I always knew I wanted to be in television, though, so when the opportunity arose to do some freelance reporting for Global Montreal at the same time as the morning radio show, I jumped on it. It was an excellent opportunity for me to get my feet wet, and while doing that, I was still harassing Barry Wilson over at CTV Montreal relentlessly, something I'd been doing since my final semester at Concordia. The poor guy heard from me for years before he finally gave in. It was the summertime, and the CTV research desk needed someone to fill in for people who were on vacations. Barry called me up, and he said he could make no promises for on-air work and that I could get the occasional research shift. But I decided that it was worth it, and I made the jump. I just had to promise to stop calling him, though, because he was really tired of hearing from me. I dressed every single day as though I was going to be in front of the camera because I was hoping that someone would call in sick and they needed someone, and that's exactly what happened. Within weeks, a reporter called in sick, and I got to go on air and do my first story. So I stopped getting research shifts, and I was only offered reporting shifts from then on out. And in the meantime, I was still working from 4 in the morning to 10 in the morning at the radio station. I'd leave my morning job, change very quickly in the washroom, and head to CTV and work there from 10:30 to 6:30 at night. So again, I was a zombie. I had no life, and I wondered, was it all worth it? And it was, because after a year and a half of working around the clock, a position opened at CTV very suddenly, and they asked me to be their late-night anchor. To sum things up, everything has been worth it. I came to Concordia in 2004 with a goal to one day anchor a nightly newscast, and I spent 3 years soaking in all of the information I possibly could in my classes and doing internship after internship. I was never shy to reach out to my contacts and ask them if they had anything for me, and I didn't shy away from hard work. A little over 5 years after leaving Concordia, I am doing what I set out to do when I first started there. I'm excited for the challenges that lie ahead for me and for our industry as a whole. In the short time I have been in the business, it really has changed dramatically. Our technology in the newsroom has changed quite a bit. For example, we can feed live images from a story back to the station and post them online immediately, because that's what it's all about right now, driving people to our website and letting them know that's where the breaking news is. So that's huge. That's a huge change from where we used to be. We rely on social networking more than ever now. We use it to find stories, to see what Montrealers are talking about. We use it to sell our product, and we use it to connect with our audience. And it's almost easier now to contact somebody on Facebook or Twitter than it is to pick up the phone and call them. You often get an immediate response, which is really, really cool. We also use social networking to translate breaking news. It's so wonderful to be able to get information out there instantly. Our world is changing, and our industry has had to adapt. We have a long way to go, but we are definitely making great strides. There are, of course, some dangers. Everything you see online has to be verified, of course, like anything else. And because social media is so instant, accuracy also has to be fairly instant. Here's a tip. Never say anything online that you wouldn't say on air. Everything and anything you have said or done can come back to haunt you, and I've seen it happen. Even if you're not currently working in the business, but hope to one day, be very careful. I can assure you that our online activity is looked at under a microscope before you're hired. Try to find appropriate ways to be noticed online rather than silly and fun ways. On the bright side, these are very exciting times. We should embrace the technological changes that are happening and use the tools available to us to stay afloat. But as advanced as we are right now, don't be afraid to use those old-fashioned tools like hard work and networking to succeed, because they really honestly do work and they do pay off. So thank you so much for having me here tonight, and I hope you enjoy your evening.